instructs us. It says, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. So now if we're setting our affections on things above, then that means if we follow those instructions, that means that we are going to get good results. Is that fair to say that?
Amen.
Amen, because we're following the instruction. God is not going to instruct us in a way that we are not going to benefit from.
That's right.
He's not going to instruct you on the path to failure. The instructions that God will give you is the path to success.
Amen.
Because he's a loving, caring, and kind God.
Yes.
Okay, so let's just dissect it a little more. And verse 3 says, for ye are dead. Mm. Okay, let's just stop right there for a minute. Now, this is an instruction. Ye are dead. And everybody said, wow, I do, you know, dead. I ain't dead. But you got to understand that he's talking from a spiritual perspective.
Yes.
Okay? It says, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Mm-hmm. So in other words, you can't be new until the old die. Mm-hmm. Y'all, everybody get that?
Amen.
You can't be new until the old person dies. Because you can't be two persons. You can't be old and new at the same time.
That's right. Amen.
See, so the instructions that we have through the writer here, it says you are dead. So now listen, so when you are dead, that means that old man, that old person has died. And all those desires that old person had, they dead too. Mm-hmm. They died. You know, when you die, you come alive again.
Amen.
How many of us know when you die, you come alive again? Mm-hmm. You transforming when you die.
Amen.
You know, the scripture says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
That's right.
So there is a transitioning process. Now watch this, I'm going somewhere and I got a little bit of time, but we're going to get this in because this is going to be good. It's good to me just thinking about saying it because I'm talking to me too. So now, it says, let's see that again. For ye are dead and your life is hid in Christ, with Christ in God. So, that means, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Mm-hmm. And so, when those new, you want the new things to come true, but the Lord is saying to us today, we got to do some more dying.
That's right.
Really. We got to do some more dying, because we still got a whole lot of our old ways in us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Am I saying I got an amen? I hear one amen out there.
Amen.
That we still got a lot of our old ways in us. We still have not completely died. We still holding on to some of that old us.
Amen.
I like that, Sister Evan. I hear you over there. I reach you. You know, you and I. We right here. See, some of us, Sister Tucker, is holding on to some of our old ways.
That's right.
That we just not ready to let go yet.
That's right.
But then when we hold on to our old ways, it's easy to say that, the Bible says that I am a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. Because that becomes our consolation. You know, we all. I'll be the first to raise my hand and say, I am a work in progress. But you know what God does? He's such a merciful God. He knows we are a work in progress.
Yes, he does.
But he also knows that he wants us to understand we got to do a little bit more dying.
That's right.
See, because the Bible is clear. It says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Yes.
And the Bible goes on further to say, let not that man think that he's going to receive anything of God. Because he's like a wave. He's tossed to and fro. In other words, one day you see the old, one day you see the new. One day you see the old, one day you see the new. You know? One day you praising God, next day you praising your brother. You cursing your brother. You praising God one day, tomorrow you cussing your brother.
That's right.
Somebody say, make up your mind what you gonna do.
Yeah.
You confusing me.
Yeah.
You holding on to that old you. Mm-hmm. But God is saying, die to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Put your flesh to death.
Yes.
Mortify your flesh.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. Because let me tell you why God. See, God don't just instruct us to instruct us. He instructs us with a goal, an accomplishment, a purpose in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get to that purpose. Why he's saying, make sure you die to yourself. Because think about it like this. Somebody once said that if God bless you while your life is a mess, then you have no incentive to change what you're doing.
That's right. That's the truth.
Did I say that? If God bless you while your life is in a mess, guess what? You say, oh, mess is working for me. I'm going to stay in this mess. Because look at God just blessing me while I'm in this mess. I'm doing all these things that God said don't do, but then I'm still getting all these blessings. Mm. Ain't no sense in me changing nothing. I might as well not even worry about changing that old man.
Watch out.
See, but God is saying, you riding on my grace.
That's right. Amen.
And my mercy. Because I'm being patient with you to die to yourself.
Yeah.
See, until you die, you're not giving God total permission in your life to come in and take control of your life. So God wants you to know if you got some more dying to do, start the process. The Bible says be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You start with your thinking. See, we all know what that sin is that so easily beset us. Guess what? We all know what our strengths are and we know what our weaknesses are. And so he told the Apostle Paul, he says, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in the time of weakness.
That's
I got
right.
you. I know.
Right.
I know
that's
what
right.
you're going through.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But the reason why God said that we have to die to ourselves, because if you don't die to yourself, then all God's benefits won't kick in.
That's right.
Hello?
That's right.
Until you completely die to yourself, you're just getting partial benefits.
Mm.
You're just getting a little grace.
Mm.
But if you want the full fledge of God's benefits, then die to yourself. Continue to die. And God shared this with me. Watch this. So now we find ourselves so busy in life until we hardly have time for God.
That's right.
We hardly have time for God. It's a strain on a lot of us to make time for God. Even though we know we have need of him, but we just can't find the time. We find the time for everything.
That's right.
But we don't find the time for God. For everything we can find the time to do. But when it comes to God, he's always on the back burner. And that's only because that we have not died to ourselves. See, because when you die to yourself, oh, you're going to make time for God.
That's right.
I say you're going to make time for God. I don't care if you at your job. You're going to take a lunch
That's
break.
Right.
And that
right.
lunch break going to be to God.
Yes.
Because you're all about God.
Amen.
You ain't about that old man no more. You're about the new man. The new man is God created in you. Watch this. So, we give God so little of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We come to church on Sunday. It feels good when you leave because you know you got that in.
Amen.
You got that in, you know?
Amen.
So you feel good.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's and that's good.
That's right.
A little something is better than nothing. Uh-huh. Than nothing at all. Mm-hmm. But watch this. The Bible clearly says, for those who sow bountifully will reap bountifully. Those who sow sparingly will also reap sparingly. So the more you put into God, the more benefits and boundaries going to come your way.
That's a fact.
It's just like you make a large investment.
Amen.
And you're going to get a large return.
Mm-hmm.
You make a small investment, you get a small return. So God is saying, you know, God's main principle is sowing and reaping. You can take sowing and reaping. It don't always have to have a monetary connotation.
That's right.
Okay, let's get that understood. Sowing and reaping does not always have a monetary connotation. It could be you sowing time with God. Just you going into your war room. You going into your prayer time. Oh, and then, you know, you turn around and you look at everything that you desire. You come and you ask God, and God says, yeah, I'm going to give that to you because you just keep sowing into me.
Redeeming the time.
And see, that's how you bring forth your fruit in its season.
All right. Yes.
See, that's how you become the tree
that's
planted by the rivers of water.
Yes.
That's how you flourish in God.
Yes.
That's how whatever you put your hands to do, it prospers.
Yes.
Because you done sowed. So now you live in a life of expectation.
Yes.
And you know God's word won't return back
anymore.
That's
right.
So, the scripture says, let's see it. I'm getting closer. I got my eyes on that traffic control. But let's turn to Mark, the 11th chapter. 11th chapter of Mark. We're going to make our point here. 11th chapter of the book of Mark is one of my favorite scriptures. Okay, let's look at the 23rd verse. And that's going to be our closing scripture because I think we got this. Watch this. Everybody at Mark 23rd. Now listen, this is Jesus talking. He says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Did anybody see that?
Thank you,
Lord. Did anybody see that in the Bible, the holy book? Did anybody see that this is written in red with Jesus?
Yeah.
But you see, that benefit is not going to be a benefit until you completely die to yourself.
Hallelujah.
That benefit comes when the new man, that's new man benefit.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, the old man can't say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. The old man cannot get this.
Amen.
I say the old man can, this is not talking to the old you.
Yes.
Because if this was talking to the old you, you wouldn't have never became the new you.
Yes.
If you could say the old you could say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, what is the sense of pursuing the new you? If the old you could receive whatsoever thing he said, then what incentive you have to change to the new you? And so when God looks at us and he activates all this power, upon each of our lives because he sees the new us. Mm-hmm. See, the old us don't have no power.
Yeah,
it's the new man that got the power.
That's right.
See, so we are walking around powerless because God is waiting on you to get rid of that old man. God is waiting on you to get your renewed mind so that you can say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Yes. That's the new man talking, yes. Not the old man.
Yes, yes.
We got to tell the old man, oh, you got to go now.
Mm. Amen.
You got to go now. I heard something today. Mm. I heard pastor say, you got to go, old man. So, old man is just those old thoughts, those old residues, those old ways. That's all it is. Yeah. And you got to tell those old ways to go because I want to be able to say unto this mountain, be thy removed and be thy cast into the sea. And I know that's the job. Yeah. That's the benefits of the new man.
Yeah.
And I don't want the old man stopping me from being able to say unto
that's
this mountain.
Right.
I don't want the old man. Old man, I got too much at stake to let you hinder me from all that God has for me.
Yeah.
No more, old man.
Yeah.
No more, old man.
Yes.
No more, old man.
Yes.
I'm going to practice the new man now.
Yes.
Amen.
Let me work on the old man.
Amen.
And then you give that old man an eviction from your life.
Yes.
And say, you don't reside here anymore.
Amen.
I'm going to be more loving. I'm going to be more forgiving.
Amen.
I'm going to be more sharing.
Yes.
And I'm going to be more caring.
Yes.
And I'm going to be more Christ-like.
Yes.
So that I can say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And whatsoever things I say as the new man, God will honor it.
Yes, he will.
Well, whatever I say, that's where your supernatural power come in at. That's where your favor come in at.
Yes.
That's where God opened doors that no man can close.
Yes.
That's when
closed
doors closed no man can open.
Yes.
That's when God showed you favor. That's when God heals you. That's when God strengthening you. That's when God is always at your beck and call because he wants to show himself strong and mighty in your behalf.
Yes, yes, yes.
As the new man.
Mm. Thank you, Lord.
So I say in closing, tell that old self to get out of your way.
Mm. Watch out.
Because that old man ain't nothing but a hindrance.
Mm, that's right.
Always have been a hindrance.
That's right.
It's time to live the new life. And that new life is the life in Christ. You gotta know. You gotta die.
Right, right.
And then all your benefits will come upon you.
Amen.
Let us bow. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word that you have given us. God, I have spoken the word.